Well, good morning, Pittsburgh. Thanks for joining us on the journey. My name is Ron Moore, and it's my privilege to join you every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Word FM. We've been doing this for 20 years together. That's hard to believe. And I so thank you for listening every day and for your comments. We have a gift for you. We'd like to send to you. We have a book, a devotional book I've written. It's called Refuge. Devotions for finding strength and comfort. And during a time like this, we believe it's a helpful book, and you can download it. It's a free download. Just go to prayer@ronmoore.org, and you can download this book called Refuge. And we'd love to give it to you. It's free, and you can have it and just be encouraged by God's word. We're going to look at Psalm 23. We're going to continue looking at Psalm 23 today. I'd like to read one other psalm before we get started. I shared this psalm with our staff at a virtual meeting that we had just yesterday. And the psalm says this: Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. You know, sometimes when we go through situations like this, our prayers are filled with petitions much more than praise. And I just want to encourage you, as I encouraged our staff here and our congregation and myself, to make sure we are we're praising the Lord. We are letting God know that He's in charge, that our confidence and our courage comes from Him. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. And then there's an exhortation: put not your trust in princes, in the Son of Man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. You know, we can put our hope in a lot of things that aren't going to pan out. We can put our hope in governments and military and economics and finances and all the things in our life. But we know this: God is in charge of all those things. And certainly we appreciate all our government leaders, and we are heeding what they're telling us to do. And we want to stop the spread of the coronavirus. At the same time, our confidence continues to be in the Lord, and He's the one in charge. And then the psalm says, blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them. He keeps faith forever. I just want to remind you of that today. God keeps his faith forever. He is forever faithful. He never will leave us. He'll never forsake us. And he will do for us everything that we need. He'll give to us everything we need to do what he's calling us to do. Well, for the last few days, we've been looking at Psalm 23, the shepherd's psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. Let me read the psalm, and then we'll continue our way through this beautiful psalm with such rich truth. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He gives me all the nourishment that I need. He gives me rest for my soul. He leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I love this next verse, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We talked about that yesterday. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death. The shepherd would take his sheep up to the mountain, and the mountaintop where the rich pasture was. And many the best route to the mountaintop was through the valleys. In the valleys, they would find water. They would find lush grass and foliage to forage to eat on the way up. And it was also dangerous. There could be flash floods through the valley. There were predators that were on the rocky sides of the valley. And so the shepherd with his sheep says, even though when I'm walking through that valley, again, this is in the sheep's, from the sheep's perspective, even when I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And remember, you're walking to the valley to get to the mountaintop. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We talked yesterday about the rod being a great tool of the shepherd to move the wool around on the sheep and find ticks and other parasites that might be bothering the sheep's thin skin. The rod was also used. The sheep would pass under the rod, and the shepherd would count the sheep as they passed under the rod. And so the rod was used for many things, and the staff was used to bring the sheep near the shepherd, and was used to get the shepherd out of some difficult situations. If the sheep had got into water, the shepherd would use the staff to pull the sheep out of the water. There was a hook on the end of the staff. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And God's rod and staff, it really is the Holy Spirit, right? He lives within us. He gives us everything that we need to do what God's calling us to do. And so we think about the Spirit living in us being our comfort and being our encouragement. And we want to pray during this time that the Holy Spirit just really speaks to us, our inner soul. It gives us strength and gives us courage and gives us comfort and everything we need to go through this very challenging time. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Again, we looked at that yesterday. The table there is the tablelands. As the shepherd took the sheep up the mountains, there would be kind of flat areas, mesas, we call them here in the United States. The Spanish word that means table. And then these tablelands would be lush pasture. But the shepherd would have to go get the tablelands ready, take debris out of the streams. He would make sure that there was nothing poison for the sheep to eat, so he prepared the tablelands, and that's what God does for us. He prepared a table before me. He's always going before us. He's always making sure that we're protected. And, you know, God doesn't ask us to do anything he hasn't already done. When we follow Christ, even when we follow him all the way to death, we know that Christ went before us. And he's the one who gives us everything we need, again, to do what he's calling us to do. So let's talk more about this next part. You anoint my head with oil. You remember that we mentioned in the summertime, the mountains provided rich grazing land for the sheep. But this also was a time that brought insects. And so summertime was fly time. Flies would go around, would buzz around the sheep's nose, and they would try to lay eggs in the deep membrane of the sheep's nose. And those little eggs would hatch, and they would the larva would work its way up the sheep's nose. It was a terrible time for the sheep. They would beat their heads against rocks or bushes or trees. They'd rub their heads in the soil or thrash about in wooded areas. And in extreme cases, the sheep might even kill itself trying to find relief. So knowing that these flies could lay eggs, the sheep would kind of panic when the flies were around. One writer says that they would stamp their feet erratically and race from place to place in the pasture, trying desperately to elude the flies. So the shepherd would make ointment, and the oil made out of linseed oil, sulfur, and tar, he would rub it on the sheep's nose. He would anoint the sheep's nose with oil to keep the flies away. Also during this time, there were scabs from irritating or contagious diseases caused by parasites. Now, they would proliferate in the warm weather. And so the sheep would rub their heads together in an affectionate and friendly manner. But when they did, they would spread, you know, the disease. So the shepherd would pour or rub oil on the sheep's diseased areas, usually olive oil mixed with sulfur or spices. And when he did this, then he would be able to comfort the sheep, and there would be a healing that took place. And then one other thing about the oil. In mating season, the rams would ram into each other to demonstrate dominance in order to get the girl, right? So during this time, rams can maim each other or even kill each other. So the shepherd puts oil on the ram's heads, and when they go to ram each other, their heads will slide off of each other because of the oil, and this oil protects them. And so when the shepherd says, you anoint my head with oil, there is a real picture of healing. There's a picture of protection. There's a picture of care. You anoint my head with oil. Here's the picture of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He's the one who keeps the pests from laying eggs in our heart. He's the one who keeps Satan from laying eggs of sin in our heart. And he's the one who convicts us so that when we sin, he convicts us and tells us we need to confess our sin. We need to change our ways. We need to run from that sin. The Holy Spirit also puts healing ointment on the contaminated areas of sin so the sin doesn't spread. And he also, like the shepherd would put oil on the ram's head so the heads would kind of slide off of each other, he's the one who convicts us of pride and ego and causes us to not butt heads with other people in order to get our way. He tells us, you know what, this is a time of humility. This is a time to think of others more than yourself. And this is a time, isn't it? To think of others more than ourselves. We need to be those who are truly praying for other people, making calls to other people, texting other people, emailing other people, asking how they're doing. We're in a shelter in place in our area, and so people are at home. Some people are very lonely. Some people are by themselves. Other people have a house full of kids, and that just causes its own tension. And so we need to think, how can I not just think about myself, but how can I minister to other people during this time? And that's one of our prayers, right? Lord, through your Spirit, teach me how I can put down my pride and really serve other people during this time. As a shepherd cares for his sheep and anoints the head of the sheep with oil, so the good shepherd anoints us with his Holy Spirit. As the summer draws to an end, this season where the shepherd is guiding the sheep to pastures, to luscious pastures, as it draws to an end and autumn ushers in this beautiful Indian summer, the flies and the scabs are gone, and the sheep are most fit during that time. So David says, my cup runs over. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. The blessings just don't get any better at this time. This is the best time of the year, autumn is, for the sheep. The autumn days when the leaves are turning and the heat is gone are just some of the best. And so it is in our life. Autumn time occurs after the heat. God's beauty and grace surrounds us. For a season, the pests are gone from our life, spiritually speaking. God brings this time in our life where we say, you know, my cup is overflowing. Diseases are healed. We are relaxed and enjoying God's blessing. The heat of the summer and the nose flies and the storms, they'll come again. But enjoy the seasons when our cup is running over. And we'll have those seasons again, right, in our lives and in our country, where our cup is running over. We've had those seasons for many years. We've never experienced the coronavirus. We never experienced a pandemic like this before. This literally shut things down. But we're going to see our cup running over again, and we want to use this time to really accentuate God's blessings in our life and never take God's blessings for granted. The shepherd says, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life." Here is another proclamation of confidence and contentment. The sheep have made the trip up the mountain. They endured the valleys, the predators, the storms, all because of the caring and expert management of the shepherd. And when God is our shepherd, we can say confidently, "He is the one who loves us. Surely goodness and love will follow us all the days of our life." Because He is our shepherd, we have everything we need. He has accomplished His work in our lives. We love Him because He first loved us. We know Him because He bought us with a price. And we can follow Him only by His strength. His goodness and love will never leave us. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 38. What shall we say then? If God is for us, who's against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring a charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. And who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered." And then Paul says, "No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Paul says, "I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." We have everything we need because God is our shepherd. God's blessing in our lives are something we need to focus on. And even when we go through a challenging time, we can have the statement of confidence that God is good to us and that His love never fails us, that He never stops loving us. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We need to remember that, don't we? Nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Just a reminder that when you are a child of God, you are in Christ. We like to, here at the Bible Chapel, we like to use the word safe with two S's. You are safe in Christ. Two S's. The first one, you are significant. Nothing can take away your significance. You are secure. You are a child of God and will forever be. You're accepted. You're in the family of God. And He loves you. He is your heavenly Father. And you are His children bought with a price. You're forgiven. Aren't you glad you're forgiven? God says He takes our sins and He puts them behind His back. He throws them in the depths of the sea. He remembers them no more. He separates them as far as the east is from the west. The eternal God chooses to forget and forgive our sins. And then the E, significant, secure, accepted, empowered. The E is or forgiven. The F is forgiven. And the E is empowered. You are empowered by the Holy Spirit. God lives within you, and again, giving you everything you need to do what He's calling you to do. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He prepares a table for me. He walks with me. He protects me. surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the early summer, the shepherd led the sheep from the homelands to the hills of summer grazing, up the mountainside, through the valleys, to the tablelands. As snow came, he led the sheep back down the mountains. And now as winter sets in, he leads the sheep back to the fields, the streams, to the corrals and shelters and barns of the owner to stay there for the winter months. And that's where the sheep spend their winter months. They spend their time in the barns, in the corrals, in the shelters. They're there with the shepherd. So one day, our journey on this earth will be over. And we're going to have a grand homecoming, aren't we? We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Jesus said this in John chapter 14, verses 2 through 6. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the place where I'm going. And Thomas said, well, Lord, we don't know the place where you're going. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's the way we will live in the house of the Lord forever. Maybe today you don't know that you have an eternal relationship with the living God. Maybe you're wondering, will you live in the house of the Lord forever? Well, I want you to know that you can know that. You can know that with certainty. Have you trusted in Jesus Christ alone as the only way to have a relationship with the living God? Today you can do that. You can trust in Jesus. And I want to pray with you. And if you have not trusted in Christ, I pray that you would follow along with me in this prayer. I pray that you would surrender today, surrender your life to Jesus and allow him to take over your life. Allow him to be the one that gives you encouragement and help and strength every moment, every day of your life. So you can say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. If you'd like to trust in Christ, just repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner. I'm separated from you. I've never trusted in you alone as the only way to have a relationship with the living God. I desire to do that now. I desire to have a relationship with you, and so I trust in Jesus Christ alone as the only way. I trust in Jesus as the one who died on the cross for my sins. I trust in Jesus as the only one who paid the penalty for my sins. I trust in Jesus as the one who delivers me into a relationship with you, the living God. Today, I trust in Jesus alone. I trust in Jesus as the one who places me in that relationship with the living God. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to know about it. You can email us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org. And you can also, while you're there, ask for that devotion, Refuge, a devotion of about 80 passages of Scripture that will give you strength and comfort during this challenging time. We'd love to send it to you for free. You can download it right there on your computer, and you can use it. You can share it with others, and we just want that to be a great time that you can enjoy getting into God's Word and hearing from Him and gaining your strength from Him. So download Refuge, prayer@ronmoore.org. Also, if you'd like to join us in a prayer time here at the Bible Chapel, you can do that online. We'll be doing that through our website, BibleChapel.org, at 6:30 tonight. Join us online for a time of prayer as we seek God's presence, as we seek God's healing, as we seek God's comfort and His strength. And we just encourage you to be a part of that. You may not be a part of the chapel family, that's fine, but you can join us online tonight at 6:30. Just go to BibleChapel.org and you have all the instructions and guidance you need to join us. So I'll be there with Dave DiDonato, our associate pastor, and Rick Buter, our worship pastor, will be singing some songs and leading in a time of prayer. So join us tonight at 6:30, BibleChapel.org. Again, we appreciate you. We're praying for you. We're going to get through this together. And just keep trusting in the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. He gives me everything I need. Hey, thanks for joining us on the journey. We'll see you here same time tomorrow.